Good afternoon. Welcome to the Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs. The time is 3:10. It's Thursday, May 13th. We're in Gruenberg Room 120 here at the Capitol in Juneau. Present, we have Representative Klayman, Representative Rauscher, Representative Tarr, Representative Nelson, and myself, Representative Chris Tuck. Let the record reflect that we do have a quorum to do business. Please remember to mute your cell phones. And because we have Leah Frazier with House Records documenting today's meeting, please speak closely into the microphone. I would also like to thank Madison Truitt with the Juneau LIO for moderating the meeting for today. We have one item on the agenda today. First up is the introduction of Senate Bill 12 to temporary courtesy licenses for military families. The bill is sponsored by Senator Scott Kawasaki. With him today is, in placement of him today, we have his staff, Joe Hayes. Joe, if you want to go ahead and begin your presentation, put your name and put your name on the record and proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Joe Hayes, staff to Senator Kawasaki. Members of the committee, let me give the sponsor statement for Senate Bill 12. In 2011, House Bill 28 was passed into law to provide expedited temporary courtesy licenses to eligible individuals transferred to Alaska with their active duty service member spouse so they can practice their trade without experiencing extensive wait times for licensure approval while they complete state requirements. For a military spouse, expedited temporary courtesy licenses are the fastest method of obtaining licensure so they can get to work quickly after relocating to Alaska. Many states have passed similar legislation into law. However, states such as Washington and Connecticut also included a reporting mechanism so the legislature and Joint Armed Services Committee equivalent in that state could track the executive branch's progress of implementation. HB 28 did not include a reporting requirement when it was passed. So Senate Bill 12 required the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development to prepare an annual report of courtesy licenses issued the previous fiscal year. The simple reporting mechanism will help facilitate communication between occupational boards, the state agency, the U.S. Department of Defense, who assists in relocating service members and their families, as well as Alaska legislators with service members in their districts. The bill will also aid in making occupational board staff and legislators more aware of what opportunities are available for helping military spouses into the Alaska workforce. Other states have implemented a similar expedited licensing program to allow military spouses to transfer their professional credentials quickly and contribute to their local economies. While Alaska's program is a model for the other states, its implementation has stalled with few eligible professionals taking advantage of the program and spouses reporting delays despite the program being in effect for 8 years. Senate Bill 12 will help identify inefficiencies in the program before they cause delays in productivity and ensure the program is working as intended. Introduced in 2018 as House Bill 262, the bill passed the House unanimously and gained bipartisan support in the Senate before it failed to reach the floor for a vote. The concept of this bill is listed as a priority for the U.S. Department of Defense by the state liaison serving Alaska. The passage of Senate Bill 12 would improve communication between state and federal government agencies and active duty families. By improving efficiency and awareness about what opportunities are available, the bill will help welcome military families to Alaska. I respectfully urge your support for Senate Bill 12, a corrective bill that will help ease the transition of military families and get more licensed professionals to work in our communities near military installations. And Mr. Chair, I also have Tammy Perot from the Department of Defense and Sarah Chambers for if there are any questions of committee members.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hayes. What I would like to do at this time, if you don't see any questions currently, is to go ahead and open it up to invited testimony, in which we will have Tammy Perot be able to address us. She's the Northwest Region Liaison for Department of Defense. With that, I also want to recognize that we've been joined by Representative Story. And with that, Ms. Perot, if you would like to begin, can you hear us all right?
Chair Tuck and members of the committee, my name is Tammy Perot, and I'm with the Defense State Liaison Office, part of the Department of Defense. On behalf of the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Military Community and Family Policy, I want to thank you for hearing Senate Bill 12 today regarding the military spouse courtesy licenses. This legislation will support significant Department of Defense priorities for the state occupational licensing boards to ensure licenses are appropriately processed for military spouses. You've already heard some of the details of this bill, and these reporting requirements will help assess the actions of licensing boards and encourage, as appropriate, the implementation of changes to laws and regulatory policy. In the 2017, our office commissioned with the University of Minnesota and found specific limitations to Alaska's current expedited licensure process, such as board staff not being aware of the legislation that supports licensure portability, lack of unique processes for military spouses, and limited information available to spouses. Since 2017, the Department of Corporations, Business, and Professional Licensing has worked hard to address these shortcomings, and we are extremely appreciative of their work, including significantly reducing the processing time for military spouses. However, without the appropriate supporting legislation, continuing the effort to improve Alaska's process for military spouse licensure could be hindered. And in February 2020, a letter to Governor Dunleavy from the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness highlighted the need to improve spouse licensure. It stated that military spouse employment and the associated financial and personal well-being is an important component of the retention of our service members. And more than half of all active duty military personnel are married. 88% of them of our employed military spouses indicate that they want or need to work. Military spouses, as you know, are highly influential in general regarding their service members' decision to remain in the service, but over 28% of service members reported their decision to leave the military would largely or moderately be affected by their spouse's career prospects. Again, I wanted to highlight that Section 2883 of the FY 2020 NDAA requires the consideration of military spouse licensure when making future basing decisions. Our military families often need two incomes to achieve their aspirations, similar to American families as a whole, and frequent moves can inhibit this. This bill, SB 12, will help move forward where Alaska is in supporting our military spouses, and we appreciate your efforts to take on this important issue. Mr. Chair, I stand for your questions.
Thank you very much, Ms. Perot. I appreciate it, and let the record reflect that Representative Shaw joined us just as Ms. Perot began at 3:15. Any questions for Ms. Perot? Okay, thank you, Ms. Perot. Thank you very much for your testimony and giving us more background on that. Okay, with that, I would like to open it up to public testimony. Public testimony is open. Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify? Seeing no one in the room, I have no one online to testify. Therefore, I'm going to close public testimony. Any comments from the committee? Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And through the chair and to the entire committee, I appreciate what Senator Kawasaki is doing with Senate Bill 12, you know, trying to identify some of the inefficiencies of the military licensure program already is deeply meaningful, not just to the airmen on J-Bear and to the soldiers that I represent as representative for District 15, but to all soldiers in Alaska. You know, the transition period between PCSing from the lower 48 up here in Alaska is extremely rough. And it's a stressful period, and helping to find an easier way to that military spouse to gain employment or having their license be seen here in Alaska just gives that little extra bump to help them with that transition to smooth it out. So I appreciate what Senator Kawasaki is doing, and I look forward to having this go on to the floor. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. I mean, Representative Nelson. Representative Tarr.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just had a question for the bill sponsor about the timing of the report. And I see here it'll be delivered to the JASC committee on the first day of March. But I'm just thinking that gives not that much time left in a legislative session if there were kind of like a policy priority identified or something like that. But perhaps March was selected for something that's not obvious to me.
This is Joe Hayes, staff to Senator Kawasaki. Through the chair, Representative Tarr, I'm not exactly sure why March 1st was the date, but I will try to find that answer for you.
And may I take a stab at that one? Typically, the House isn't organized until sometimes.
Mr. Chairman, we are not setting that precedent forever, right? And I just, having served as the co-chair of the JASC committee before, we had our meeting, I think, typically sometime in March. So maybe I know Senator Kawasaki was also a co-chair of JASC, I think, at one point. So I was thinking that. But in the interest of being able to improve anything prior to the legislative session ending in which you received that report, just wondered if, yeah, if we made that February, for example, if that might give us a little more time. So don't want to hold up the bill today, but just wanted to ask that. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Tarr. Representative Rauscher.
Brief at ease.
The Military Veterans Affairs Committee is back in order. What is the will of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we report Senate Bill 12, Work Order 32-LS0143/A from the committee with individual recommendations and the attached zero fiscal note.
And I'll object for purposes of discussion, because I think we had a couple comments. Representative Story.
Thank you.
Oh, pardon me.
That's okay. Thank you, Chair Tech. I do remember this bill, and I'm glad to see this going forward, and I just appreciate two DCCED's attention to this and recognizing the importance of this, and I thank the sponsor for bringing it forward. So thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Representative Rauscher.
And I would like to comment. I appreciate the bill. I do remember this one from a couple of years ago. And I really appreciate the maker of the bill. It's a good bill. I will support it. And I just want to appreciate the time that it takes to get it through the House and the Senate. And I hope you don't run out of time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. With that, I will remove my objection. Is there any further objection? Okay, hearing no further objections, Senate Bill 12, Work Order 32-LS0143/A will be moved from committee. And with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note. That concludes our agenda for the day. Our next meeting will be on Tuesday, May 18th at 1 p.m. here in the Gruenberg Room. If there's no further business before the committee, we are adjourned at 3:24. Thank you very much. We're adjourned.